servant's release, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Where are you doing that? You know, you're going to meet.
Allergies. So you're there before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you just state your name, your ADC number, course, for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Pedro K. Romo, 305-267.
Okay, Mr. Romo, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Wittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be leading your hearing today, sir. Mr. Romo, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today? Okay, so also with us today is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officers. You can see Mr. Osborne on the screen now, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
sir. I do, sir.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision, the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, the board will make a decision whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the allegation number one states that you violate the Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6351 South Dutton Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, on or about July 28, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you are absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, well, based on the admission of Mr. Romo, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or tried to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Jabrini. A motion by myself, Mr. Johnson, seconded by Ms. Renhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. So we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. The way we're going to start out phase two is we're going to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come to you and go over some information and get any information you would like to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Romo was released from DOC custody on March 20th of 2017. He was arrested on March 15th of 2018 by the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office on subscribed warrant status and was returned back to our custody on March 16th of 2018 with 230 absconding days, with a projected community supervision end date of September 1st of 2018. Current conviction, 2015 marijuana violation, 1 year, 6 months, and 2015 aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. He served one term with DOC as a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no FTG or name information noted. Other arrests, 2004, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. In 2004, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G1B1.
All righty, thank you, Mr. Osborne. Sir, I see that when you were released from custody, you were approved to reside with your mother at 746 West County Colorado in Tucson, is that right?
Yes,
and then it looks like on June 4th of 2017, you were authorized to move with your girlfriend at 6351 South Dunn, unit number one at Tucson. And then he moved out of that location on July 28th of 2017. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
So why did he move out on July 28th, sir?
To be honest, I was married to my wife for 13 years and about 6 months to my release back then, 17. She abandoned me. I met this new girl, and I moved in with her coming out to my mother's and for my mother's, and we got a place together. But she moved in with a big house pretty close, so I ended up going back to my wife, and that's why I got scouted. I ended up going back to my wife's house, and since I had never been on parole or I had never been in prison ever in my life, I was right upstairs and didn't know what to do, and that was the only reason. But I did turn myself in San Cruz if I'm trying to get in, you know, I turned myself in and told my wife I was a scoundrel.
Okay. So, sir, did you work during that period of time?
Yes, sir, I did.
Where were you working at?
I was working at Green Valley Home Roofing for my father's work for 30 years, and that's the same place I tend to work out since I got out. In fact, I've been doing these for my release since September 1st.
Okay, and I see that you took 3 UAs, and, well, 4 of them looks like they were out there, which is very good, that you actually completed the SAGE program June 16th to 17th. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir. And I also attended AA in my classes. You know, I wanted to be here for the parenting classes. I was at high voltage electrician for all the class, and I was studying from my high voltage here, but there was no wiring in there. And I did get certified for HVAC at a house also, so I'm trying to get whatever I'm trying to, you know, better myself, absolutely to the max.
So what were you doing during those 230 days that you were in Congress, sir? What were you doing?
I was working outside the house because my father's been in different payments since I was like about 5 years old, and that's moved on my main street. Spain was working in the house inside the house, and working in the house for 15 months. But it just got to me. I mean, I had to show my kids, you know, the right things to do, and there's consequences in life, and I just had to show them. It was just to give me inside, I couldn't. And probably, I was working and stuff, but I just had that feeling inside my heart. I had to make things right. I couldn't just, you know, be stranded forever. And that's the reason I turned myself in also, because my daughter's turned 15 July, and I'm doing Mexican culture, so they didn't continue it. That's the reason I'm also here trying to, you know, get back on parole, because I want to be able to have a birthday, but if that's not possible, it's okay.
So, sir, while you were out and you decided to turn yourself in, I do understand. So how did you turn yourself in? What did you do?
I mentioned to the police officer, I told him that I was an instructor, I had a warrant for the DOC, that I wanted to fix my means, to fix it. To get fixed. They took me actually to the hospital, and then they took me to the jail, and then they brought me there the next day to Tucson.
So you still with your ex-wife? You and your ex-wife are still back together? Or is it July?
She asked me for a divorce last week.
Santa Cruz?
Yeah, Santa Cruz, most of my family. task force, the maintenance, guy for, so, I don't know, 20, 30 years, and, multiple numbers down there, and while I got actually a deal to my mom, that's, right after Green Valley, I don't know if you're familiar with this. One where it's like right in the middle of the Dallas and Tucson, it's a little town, but, like I said, their business is roofing, painting is in Green Valley, it's out in Green Valley, Arizona.
All right, so I don't see if the board has any additional questions for you. First thing, no questions coming from the board. We're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, Mr. Romo. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, without repeating yourself?
No, I just, I have some actions, and I take full responsibility, and I wish you never, I'm that's my right, if you should have more laws, and that's about it. And I don't believe much, it's my first time being on the board, and, it's, the apology is,
Okay, Mr. Romo, Ms. Ivan?
Yes, sir, I just wanted to note that on January 17th of 2018, Officer Jolie Oliver received a phone call from a female cousin to the offender's wife, who stated that he was living in Nogales, Mexico, and they were trying to get him arrested. I wanted to make sure if he come back across and notify him, if we would take him back into custody. I just wanted to note that, sir.
Sir, did you go to Nogales, Mexico, sir?
I went to Nogales, Mexico, day right before, because I wanted to go see my father's grave, and when I came back, this is where they turned myself in.
So, did you turn yourself in, or you got arrested because you were stopped by the police?
No, I turned myself in, sir. I walked up to the gentleman, and I told him I had a warrant from the OCD. He said, you know, right here, I was like, no, I was doing my social work, I had a warrant, I was just sick.
Okay. All right, sir, the board has no additional questions, sir. We're going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain on the line, having to remain silent while the board is actually on in discussion. At that time, we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We'll be able to hear the discussion taking place amongst the board, okay? All right, the board is now into discussion. Mr. Romo, very interesting. He actually was doing well. He, at least while before he absconded, he tested his UAs. He had four UAs. I tested negative. He stated he was staying with his mom. Then he moved out of state with his girlfriend, someone that he had recently met. Then after that, he decided to move and stay with his ex-wife, who they had been separated for a while. He moved in with his ex-wife, and subsequently, that didn't work out, so he just absconded when he went to go stay with his ex-wife. And based on the information we just recently got from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, he also went to Nogales, Mexico, without the permission of his parole officer. He said he went there so that he could go visit his father's grave. However, he didn't go there to, with the permission of his supervisor, make any attempt to contact his supervisor. He wasn't absconded for 230 days, which is a very long period of time to actually be an absconder for supervision. Therefore, I feel that Mr. Romo is a good candidate to be released back out into the community. He will be released on September 1st of 2018, during which time he won't be on any parole or community supervision. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Not seeing any comments coming from the colleagues, I'm now going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Romo, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did abscond for 230 days, as well as left the state of Arizona and went to Nogales, Mexico.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion was made by myself, Mr. Johnson, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed to by Dr. Wright, agreed to by Mr. Neal, agreed to by Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Romo, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on September 1st of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir. You'll be able to move around freely as you please. Hopefully, sir, that you will come up with a plan and get involved in AA while you are incarcerated, any programs that you can, so that when you come out, you'll be able to be a productive citizen, sir. Hopefully, we won't have any more negative contacts or influence with law enforcement again. Mr. Romo, thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you.